The Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jones and the City Slickers and Dorothy Shay, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Beetlebum, George Ross, and our guest for tonight, Buddy Clark. The people of Colorado invited Spike Jones and the City Slickers to their great state to study the business of mining. But Spike and the Slickers insist on making music instead of mining their business. Here they are with Sam. Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jones saying hello for the Spotlight Review from Pueblo, Colorado. Tonight we're playing for employees of CF&I, the Colorado Fuel and Iron Corporation. You know, my grandfather's been in the mines for years. In fact, the only book he ever read was Inside USA. It's always a pleasure to introduce at this time...
Mr. Jones, will you please make these guys stop panning me? They're always panning me. They won't leave me alone. All they do is go around panning me.
Who are you?
Oh, just a little gold nugget.
Don't mind him, folks. He grew up with his head in an olive bottle. As I was saying, it's a pleasure to introduce the gal you're all waiting to meet, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shay.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Dorothy. Tell me, how do you like Colorado?
Oh, wonderful, Spike. Colorado's got everything. You can go up the mountains and ski. You can come down to the lakes and swim. You can climb Pike's Peak.
Yeah, you can do all that and be back in the sanitarium in 2 hours.
So did you do any sightseeing?
Well, in a way, I went to Colorado Springs for the bath.
Oh, how'd you like the bath?
Fine, but it would have been much cheaper if I had just stayed home and paid my water bill.
Well, you should have done what I did. I visited some of the mines and got a lot of mineral samples to take home. Silver, gold, and even a few precious stones.
I did too, Dorothy. I even bought a cat's eye ring from an old Pueblo Indian. He told me that if I wore the cat's eye ring, my house would be filled with love.
And is it filled with love?
No, it's filled with cats. I was better off with no ring on my finger at all.
Oh, maybe you are. But a gal I know isn't. She wants a ring on her finger awful bad. But no ring on her finger. Her rings are under her eyes. For she gave her heart to an orchestra drummer who vowed by the stars that he'd come back next summer. But no ring on her finger. Not even a ring on her phone. For just like his bass drum, he beat it, and she's all alone. With no ring on her finger, and nothing but time on her hands, she soon fell in love with a man from the city, who sold her some cold cream and swore she'd look pretty. But no ring on her finger, not even a half-carat stone. But just like his cold cream, he vanished, and she's all alone.
was a gas meter reader who promised that life would be all that he needed. But no ring on her finger, no plain golden band does she own. For just like the fumes, he escaped her, and she's all alone. And she's all alone.
We're apt to associate the conquest of the wilderness exclusively with covered wagons. But the great development of the West came only after iron and steel had been forged into railroad cars and rails, harvesting, mining, and building equipment, into fuel to make machinery go, and chemicals that play so vital a part in the production of everything from beads and buttons to paints, plastics, and paving blocks. All of these things, steel and wire products, coal and chemicals, are produced in the 9 plants of the Colorado Fuel and Iron Corporation. They help to make Colorado, which is 33rd in population, 9th among the 48 states in steel production. To you who mine iron and coal, to you who make rails and accessories, grinding media, wire and wire products, chemicals, and dozens of other CF&I products which serve the USA and the entire world, a salute from the workers who bring you Coca-Cola.
Friends, many of us have been told the tale of William Tell, but the musical tale of William Tell hasn't been told. Featuring Judith Weaver as the Tell Tale, we give you the overture from William Tell.
Beautiful day for the race. Five Station has a favorite today. Stooge Ham is in there. Itching Powder has been scratched. And a 20-1 Beetlebum. Now the horses are approaching the starting gate, and there they go! It's Stooge Ham going to the front. Cabbage is second on the rail. Citation is third, and Beetlebum. Around the first turn, it's Citation and Stooge Ham leading the pack. Cabbage is second by a head.
Cabbage by a head!
Little one at third, and Beetlebum. Into the backstretch, it's Beautiful Linda in front. Citation is second. Apartment House is third with plenty of room. Lady Evelyn and Beetlebum. At the half, Paradozier OK, flying Sylvester close, Notary Soul Jack and Banana coming up to the bunch.
Banana coming up to the bunch! Did you hear that?
Around the turn, heading for home, Wichita Bucks in front, Assault is passing battery, Assault battery! Rider Fluid burning up the track, pounding Paulson and mother-in-law, nagging in the rear. And in last place by 20 lengths, I believe it is, yes, it is Beetlebum. And here they come, down to the wire. It's Citation and Fajan racing middle ball trip. Stooge Ham coming up fast. And it's a race if I ever saw one. And they're really going. And it's a great battle. And you should be here. And Lewis leads to the left. And Lewis touches again. And Roy Rose beats Pete Clark. And Spangler there. And they're carrying hair. There's hair all over the ring. I don't know whose hair it is. It's mine. And there goes the winner!
Thank you.
Say, Spike, Buddy Clark wants us to go out with him after the show. Says he's got something important to talk to us about.
Yeah, well, let's find out what it is. Here he comes now. Ladies and gentlemen, Buddy Clark.
Thank you, folks. Hi, Dottie. Hello, Spike.
Say, Buddy, what's this something important you want to talk to Spike and me about?
Well, I was thinking that while we're here, we could utilize the scenery, the people, and the surroundings to make our own movie. I'll produce it, direct it, and star you and Spike in it.
Yeah, but listen...
Hey, Spike, that's a terrific idea. Can't you just see it? Our own picture, produced by so-and-so and starring so-and-so and so-and-so.
Yeah, we could be the biggest so-and-sos in the business. But what are we going to do for a story?
Well, I've got a script. Wrote it myself. Here it is. Now listen closely. The big scene opens with you and Dottie in a canoe. She's in the bow and you're in the stern.
Can't you make it a rowboat and get us both in the back seat?
Spike, will you please listen?
Yes, Spike, listen, please. Now, Dottie looks at you as you paddle along and her eyes seem to say...
Come to me, Spike. Come to me, my love.
Then I drop the paddle and make for it.
No, you don't drop the paddle.
Well, why not? I could buy a new paddle for a dollar and a half.
Will you wait a minute? Suddenly she leans forward, her lips parting. She holds out her arms and you...
Drop the paddle and make for it.
No, 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 you're playing hard to get. After all, you're a steady slicker.
If I listened to you, I'd be the village idiot. When do we get to the big love thing?
Right now. The canoe is heading for a clump of trees, and suddenly one of the trees starts to fall. She doesn't see it because her back is to it. You don't want her to be scared, so you take her in your arms and tenderly whisper in her ear,
Timber! Oh, Spike. Spike, you spoil the whole thing. Maybe we'd better let Buddy be the hero and have him sing to me in that scene.
Great idea. I'll be the producer. Then Buddy Clark can take in his arms and sing his latest popular recording hit, My Gal Is Mine Once More.
My gal is mine once more. The same old gal I married before. We're hitched again and I made it plain. This time the plan is gonna remain. My gal is mine once more. She may be mean as can be. The second wedding showed me that she can't get along without me. Ring the church bell through the prairie. Ring the cowbell round the prairie. Found my darling so nice. I had to marry her twice and carry her across my door. She'll keep in line from shower or shine. The way she kissed me, grim eye. My gal is mine once more. I have to marry her twice and carry her across my door. She'll keep in line, come shower or shine. The way she kissed me, sure is a sign. My gal is mine. One more. ODA, ODA.
Make our picture a four bell one, Buddy. Buddy Clark will be back for another scene in a few minutes. Right now, here's Bob Peacher.
There's a pleasant custom growing in offices and factories all over the country. It's the custom of working refreshed. During the course of busy hours, it helps to pause at the Coca-Cola cooler for ice-cold Coke and go back to the job refreshed.
Gee, I'll be a big producer. I'll make...
Hey, 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 hey! Sure, Mr. Jones. You remember me. I'm your loyal fan. I heard you're going to make pictures. I want to help you write pictures. And you don't have to pay me nothing because I don't want them. I'll help you write the pictures for nothing. My name is Jersey.
Oh, Georgie, you can't write pictures. Guys, sometimes I can't make up my mind whether you're a simpleton, an idiot, or a moron.
A silver barrel, eh, guys? Glenn, can I just read you my wiki poem before I go?
I wish I was inside the barrel. Go ahead, read the poem.
Please. Okay. To Spike Jones, if you should produce a picture, I hope it's a grammar, and that you'll use as your heroine, Teddy Lammer. Because a girl like her, you'll be safe and sound with. Instead of those homely ones you run around with. And don't act in the picture. Please listen to us. You got shaggier eyebrows than John L. Lewis. Your kicker on the screen would be momentous, because your jaws always look like a pair of parentheses. I thank you.
I never know whether he's got braces on his teeth or he's smiling at me through a mousetrap. But now the love interest in our picture. Dorothy Shea sings, I don't know why I love you like I do.
I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do. I don't know why you thrill me like you do. You never seem to want my romance. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do. All day long you're asking me what I see in you. All day long I'm answering, but what good does it do? I have nothing to explain. I just love you, and I'll tell you once again. I don't know why I love you like I do. Gee, I don't know why, but I sure do. I don't know why you thrill me like you do. I don't know why I love you. You never seem to want my romance. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do.
Wonderful, Dorothy. In any star-studded cast, the name of Doodles Weaver is synonymous with fine acting. His most recent assignment was the head man in the picture Adam Had Four Hats. Here he is, Doodles Weaver, as Professor Teitelbaum.
Thank you. Thank you. Spike Jones' recording of Chloe inspired me so much that I shall sing Chloe tonight. I believe I'm in voice. Hey, honestly, boys, music might do tips if you don't mind Chloe, eh?
Chloe, Chloe, someone's stalling, stall one summing, winter's coming, I'm a bumming.
Bumming, no. Maybe I better start again.
Someone's calling, no reply.
Nightshades are falling, hear me sigh.
Chloe, Chloe.
Empty spaces between my ears. No brain.
Oh, no.
Me desire. Empty arms outstretched keeps crying. Through the knack of light, I'm an awful sight. A thing don't look so bright. Where is Horacite? I know Horacite's brother, Gesundheit. I've gotta go where you are. If it's wrong or right, I've got to go where you are. I'll roam through the swazzle dimp land, dimple swaz land, swample this land. Swamp. Boy, this act is bogging down.
Bogging down!
Searching for you. For if you are lost there, let me be there. 2 to 1. 1 to 3. No. 4 to 5. No. 2 by 4. No. 8 by 10. No. 5 by 7. Hold it. That's the pose. Now we've got it. There's the picture. I know all about pictures. I played the part of the springboard in Helldivers. Through the smoke and flame, I've got to go where you are. Do what you do, see what you see, then I'll be happy. It takes a happy man to sing a happy song. It takes a happy man to sing a happy song. Wrong act. Ain't no chain goodbye here, because the chains will burn up. You're a chain smoker. If you live outside your call, it's loving me. Me is loving call. Where's the pool hall? No. That reminds me, you know, lots of people wonder why I get so mixed up on these words. Well, the night before the broadcast, I sleep on a pool table, I get all balled up. And Beetlebum, I've gotta go where you are.
I was afraid you were going to find her there for a minute, Professor. Our picture wouldn't be complete without some of the Indian legend for which this country is famous. So Buddy Clark, Dorothy Shea, and the Slickers give us Cherokee, Pass the Peace Pipe, and Pale Moon.
Child of the prairie, your love keeps calling.
Temper getting the top hand. All you gotta do is just stop and pass that cheese. Old chickens, old cheddar, goofy chipper was too. If you're feeling mad at a wet hen, mad as you can possibly get, then pass that teeth pipe and bury that carnival flight. So stick a mixed Cherokee to pull the peck too. Don't be cranky, try to use a little restraint. Hold that hanky and wipe off all that warning. And if you find yourself in a fury, be your own judge and your own jury. Write that apology and dispatch it. When you quarrel, it's grand to pass it. Pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like a Choctaw chicken salt shatter who could chip a wall too. I like the Choctaw chicken salt shatter who could chip a wall too.
Thank you. This is Bob Petrie speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now, here's Spike and Dorothy.
Well, friends, it's time to say a reluctant goodnight for the Spotlight Review. Thanks to Colorado Fuel and Iron Corporation and their progressive president, Carl W. Myers, for making this visit possible. Right, Dorothy?
Double check, Spike. And say, have you made up your mind about pictures? What are you going to do, produce them or act in them?
Well, I think I'll act in them. Well, the other night, you know, I took my girl to see Randolph Scott in the picture Albuquerque. And she said I had a much better looking map.
Than Randolph Scott?
No, Albuquerque.
Oh.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
And next week, when you're on the job, may we suggest that you work refreshed. Don't miss next Friday's Spotlight Review with the Delta Rhythm Boys as guests. Be sure and listen next Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time when the pause that refreshes on the air presents a brand new summer show featuring music and artists of Latin America and Europe. Nestor Chavez, the Mexican tenor, will be the guest star, and the program will feature Los Panchos. During the coming weeks, Spike Jones and the City Slickers will visit Denver and Salt Lake City. Starting June 10th, Spike and the Slickers play 2 weeks at the Flamingo in Las Vegas. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.